this story. So, if you don't know the story, this 56-year-old woman who says that she is a regular Powerball player and very seldom played the lotto, you know. However, when she heard about the 58 million jackpot, that kind of encouraged her to play, and she urged her husband to take her to go and buy a ticket, you know, once she now saw the estimated jackpot prize. She says in the story that she started daydreaming about how this would change her life and make it even better. No doubt about that. 2 million could. For a lot of us, 500,000 could. You know what I mean? 58 million is another story. So on Saturday, her husband decided to go out for dinner. And on the way to the restaurant, as I said, she insisted that her husband stop at a store so she could pick up a quick lotto ticket. To spill girlfriend know her numbers da. And even Kulchi. Nah, she did that. Then she saw on the National Lottery website that the jackpot had been won by one person. Only one person. And she didn't think it was her. And then they went to do some Mother's Day celebrations. This was just last Saturday, believe it or not. You know? Well, the Sunday when she picked it up, she played the Saturday, and then the Sunday she picked up the ticket. She went to the store, checked it into the machine, and a little ticket was printed saying that she has to go to the Lotto head office. She asked the guy in the store, like, you know what the story is. He said, hey, look, I don't know. Maybe you can find out at the post office, blah, blah, blah. She went to a family gathering, asked her son to check out the ticket, and he confirmed that the ticket matched the wing numbers. And, of course, he told her to put the details down the back of the ticket, including her identity number, this and the other, you know, that kind of thing, all the important things. She says, and I like this, my body just went numb. I was in total disbelief. The only thing I could do was drink my gin. You go, girl. Because if you just told that you won 58 million, your body more than likely will go numb. And hopefully you got a gin close by, you know. She seems like a very humble person, though. She says that, you know, now that she is South Africa's newest multimillionaire, she's going to continue to work for the next 6 months in order to ensure a smooth handover to her successor. And I bless her for that, you know, because I think that is so, so humble. Not just to say, listen, guys, adios, I'm getting out of here. I don't care what happens after this. She's prepared to work for another 6 months to make sure that whoever takes over from her will fall into her position nicely. And, of course, she speaks about investing in that type of thing. It was really, really cool. I love the fact that she's so humble. 58 million rand. One winner, 56-year-old Cape Town woman. How lucky is that?